Tri-Center had a tough matchup in Week 1 as they took on the AHSCW Vikings and lost 64-27. AHSCW rushed for 362 yards in the game against Tri-Center as the Trojans are looking to Week 2 to play a tighter and more cohesive defense.
We got to do a better job of tackling. You know, Sternberg kid from Boca is probably the best player we're going to face all year. Very talented, fast, you know. But we got to do a better job of tackling, for sure. Containment's a big issue. It was a big issue on Friday night. We've already addressed that. You know, I don't think it'll be an issue on Friday. Just, you know, going into Week 1, it's always, you know, Boca came out in a set that they, you know, had never really done before, so we weren't really prepared for it. We'll be better in Week 2, you know, going forward. Watched a lot of film on Trainer. They're a very talented team. You know, look to air it out a little bit. Got to stop their playmakers and be more aggressive on the defensive side of the ball.
The Trojans allowed multiple big plays on the special teams side of the field, as they're looking to improve coming into Week 2. If they can eliminate the little errors, they're looking to be a team that is more successful and more agile on the field. Coach Schroeder is looking for his team to also continue to push forward, with Carter Kunze on the field as he had 116 rushing yards in the last competition and looks to earn even more on Friday night.
You know, after watching film, you know, you look at the scoreboard from Friday night, and you know, me as a head coach, of course, I was disgusted, but I didn't feel like it was as bad as what the scoreboard showed. And after watching film, you know, all us coaches, you know, we were in agreement. You know, we've got a lot of positive things to look to build from. You know, it was more just little things. You know, special teams kind of was a little rough on Friday. We've addressed those problems and exposed those problems to the kids. And you know, Carter's going to get his yards no matter what. He's that talented of a back. We're going to look for some ways to, you know, get him into space a little bit more and let him do what he does really well.
Looking ahead to Trainer, the Cardinals have a big front line with Jaron Schwart, Joey Bittner, and Lowell Knott, as they are above 230 pounds and have showed impressive coverage on the defensive and offensive ends. Tri-Center is looking to establish more control in both the run game and on the offensive and defensive lines.
You know, they're big up front, but my guys, you know, they don't worry about that too much. You know, they're very, you know, very well coached. We're aggressive to the ball. We kind of went away from that Friday. I felt like we were anticipating a little bit. We've got to do a better job of just controlling that air raid game and putting some pressure on the quarterback. I think we've seen some of that Friday from our front four. Ethan Chesmore was able to get pressure on the kid from Avoca quite a bit. We just got to, you know, we got to continue to do those things. And like I said, fix the little things that came up on Friday.
The offense looked good overall for Tri-Center last week as quarterback Isaac Woolhunter threw 20 of 33 and knocked in two touchdowns for 207 yards. The running game was limited, but Kunze is looking to double his yards on the ground while relying on his offensive line. Week 2 is a week of redemption here for the Trojans.
We had over 400 yards of total offense. You know, that's not a bad night. We just got to fix the little things and you know, try and control the line of scrimmage a little bit and get our playmakers into space.
Tri-Center will travel to take on Trainer with a battle at 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.